Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, April 13th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming out of Lansing. Lots of things happening there that we're going to talk about. Also, we are going to talk about the Straits of Hormuz. We're going to see what's going on over there. We've got lots of things to talk about this morning. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that I think that is going to be looked at in history, not right now, not probably even this election year. It's going to take time to get through everything going on right now. But the United States military is going to put a blockade in on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is desperate. They're not sure how to react to what the United States Navy is doing, because they don't have a Navy to counter it. They don't have an Air Force to be able to fly over and bomb the ships. What they do have is a few remaining ballistic missiles that are long-range missiles. Saw a story this morning, not even sure if the short-range location of the ships are even able to be programmed into their missiles, because it would be basically attacking themselves. In the enrichment program of uranium, give up what enriched minerals they already have, agree to stop bombing their neighbors, and be able to set up a government that President Trump finds acceptable. This is his call. This is what he wants, pure and simple. End of story. That's the way it's going to be. So we'll see if this continues to be the course, because there are some arguments going on even within the media with the former military as to whether or not we even have the Navy capability to do what the president wants to do. We used to have, years ago, 14 destroyers. Well, we have two destroyers in the region. Do we have the manpower? Do we have the ability to do it? That's the question. Well, one of the other components to this whole discussion is, what is NATO going to do? Are they going to get off the fence? Are they going to come and participate? Because, honestly, most of the oil that goes through the Strait of Hormuz, it all goes to Europe. It goes to China. It does not come to the United States. So why do we even care? Well, it's the global economy market. That's why. We're going to move to Lansing in the next segment. Short break. Word from our sponsors. Again, text me 231-360-5140. Your comments. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this magnificent Monday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer activates Michigan State Police emergency operations for the Sheboygan River Dam. Rising water levels on the Sheboygan River caused Governor Gretchen Whitmer to call in the Michigan State Police Emergency Operations Center because of the concern about the Sheboygan Dam. Record snowfall and rain have caused the river to rise to 18 inches just below the top of the dam. If water gets within 12 inches, more public safety precautions would be enacted by the Michigan State Police, the Department of Natural Resources, as well as the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office against the possibility of flooding. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said state officials have been closely monitoring the water levels all week and that there's a comprehensive plan in place to protect Michiganders and property. After activating the SEOC, the State Emergency Operations Plan, Governor Whitmer said it will help support local communities with resources that they need and be able to keep people safe. Department of Natural Resources, the process under which they operate, said that additionally, the Department of Natural Resources has closed public access points to the river upstream from the dam after a large piece of ice damaged the safety wire near the dam. Kind of interesting, they even posted a video of it on their Twitter X account. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says this is something that we have to look at very closely. The Sheboygan Lock and Dam Complex includes also a damaged hydroelectric generator, which state officials are looking at restarting to get rid of some of the water behind the dam. Kind of release some of the pressure. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds, but the governor doing it in Sheboygan. Now, another thing that is kind of interesting, we got reports yesterday that in Antrim County, the county seat, city of Bel Air, massive flooding. Rivers are filled to the brim. Storm drains are not evacuating the water. And there could be a possibility of something even having to happen in Antrim County. So pretty interesting. All the rain, the melting snow, the amount of water that we have could be proved to be a very interesting spring and summer. Also, the federal management, Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Adam Telly, announced the management of a project to keep invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, is now in the process of moving from Illinois to Michigan. The statement about the Brandon Road Interbasin project was made last Wednesday, and Telly said Illinois has been an unreliable partner on this project. It will now be managed from Michigan, which has been a good partner and stands to benefit more than any other state. Our partners in the Great Lakes states can't allow one state to have undue influence and use it to play games. Kind of interesting. President Trump put out a statement through the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, stating, President Trump has always been a champion of keeping invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. because the Brandon Road project is critical to meeting this objective. We are aggressively moving on this project, moving it from the management of Illinois, who has been an unreliable partner, delinquent on its payments and real estate commitments. It will now be managed from the state of Michigan, which has been a good partner and stands to benefit more than any other state. Our partners in the Great Lakes states can't allow one state to have undue influence and to use it to play more games. This is great news for everyone in the region, including Illinois. Now, while that dynamic is going on, where it's perceived that President Trump is getting along not only with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but also the Republicans in Lansing. President Donald Trump and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker have been at odds. And Trump has demanded that Illinois stop delaying the project. This has been going on since May 9th, folks, of last year, 2025. The Army Corps of Engineers said the next construction phase of the project near Joliet, Illinois, would start soon after the management of the project was transferred from the Rock Island District Headquarters, which is near the Iowa-Illinois border, to the Detroit District Headquarters. Well, Republican Party politics leader, House Speaker Matt Hall, praised the move by the president. Quote, President Trump is making a strong, smart move to protect our Great Lakes. It takes a strong leader to blow past the obstructions that have been happening in Illinois. And it takes someone who cares about Michigan and our environment to keep this project pushing forward. Hall said, Illinois has held up this project for far too long, and said the plan to move the management of the project to Michigan was completed earlier last week. Hall and Governor Gretchen Whitmer visited President Trump at the Oval Office to talk about keeping the funding that was initially promised by former President Joe Biden. This was done April 9th of last year, over a year ago. Speaker Hall says, I have a great working relationship with President Trump, and I'm glad that he's delivering results for our state. We will continue to work together to protect Michigan's economy, secure our Great Lakes, and to help Michigan families. So, thought it was kind of interesting that they're moving the management of this project from Illinois to Michigan. And it's also interesting because the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has been pressing for an appropriation funding $152 million for runway and hangar construction out at Selfridge Air Force Base. The Democrats and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, want to push the spending of that money until this year's budget, fiscal year 2027, starts in October. There's only one problem. If you wait until October, the construction season is basically over. So nothing will get done towards Selfridge Air Force Base improvements this year. Now, if they kick the can down the road till next spring, summer, that's getting a little bit too close to the end of President Donald Trump's term in office. Republicans and Speaker Hall want to make sure that the runway and the hangars are there so that the new F-15 fighter jets can get delivered before President Trump leaves office. If President Trump leaves office January 20th of 2029, after the next president is elected, well, depending on who the next president is, will determine the fate of those fighter jets coming to Macomb County Selfridge Air Force Base. So it's kind of interesting, the timing of this Asian carp project getting moved to Michigan, as maybe an indicator of how the President Trump feels about working with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Speaker of the House Matt Hall, and the Republican majority. Now, there's a very, very critical race coming up on May 5th. I've talked about this before. I'm going to talk about it again. I need you guys to reach out and to talk to people you may know in the 35th State Senate District. 3 weeks from tomorrow, April 14th, April 21st, April 28th, and then bam, Tuesday, May 5th. 3 weeks from tomorrow is a special election. I'm hoping to get out to vote for the Republicans and their candidate, Jason Tunney. It's critical that Jason wins that seat. If he wins that seat, we then will have gridlock in the state Senate to finish off the last year of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. Got a couple of field reports coming in. Talking about the Sheboygan Dam, well, this morning, according to Jeff, it has now reached the 12-inch mark. They've shut down the U.S. 23 bridge downtown, the drawbridge, as a precaution as well. Very, very interesting. Well, now that it's reached the 12-inch mark, it's going to trigger some additional precautions by the Army Corps of Engineers, the Michigan State Police. Now, one of the things that we need to look at, we're going to get into this in the next half hour, is the governor's race on the Republican side. For all practical purposes, Jocelyn Benson is going to be anointed the Democrats' candidate. She wins the nomination for the Democrats. Independent mayor of Detroit, former mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan. Well, it's going to come down to the Republicans' candidate to see how this is going to play out in November. We've got a couple of those candidates to talk about. Next half hour of hour number one. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Ford is expanding its newly opened world headquarters in Dearborn. Ford will be renovating its former product development center to become part of the new world headquarters complex. Construction starts next month and will take 3 years to complete. The world headquarters will accommodate more than 10,000 employees. The new facility will include a 30,000 square foot fitness center with locker rooms and showers. The Artemis II mission is expected to end tonight. David Barr reports.
The astronauts of Artemis II have completed their journey to the moon and back, and all that's left of the mission is to return home. The crew, including Michigan native and mission specialist Christina Koch, are scheduled to return to Earth at 8.07 p.m. Eastern Time. The capsule is expected to splash down a few hundred miles off the coast of San Diego in the Pacific Ocean. David Barr, Michigan News Source.